We'll start again the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey Omid Beis, the two dots, six lines from the bottom. Zog the Gemara Gufa Om Rav Yudom Hashmuel, Bechen Om Rav Yitzhok Om Rav Yechanon, Shemen Zayis Mevorchen Olov Berepio Eitz. On Shemen Zayis, just like the Zayis itself, the Bracha is Eitz, so to the Shemen, the oil, olive oil that comes out of the Zayis, retains the same Bracha and it remains Berepio Eitz. Zog the Gemara Hechi Domi. What are we talking about? How does the person eat and consume the Shemen Zayis? Ilei midekashos ilei, if he drink it, he just drink a cup of Shemen Zayis. Oizuka mazik lei, it's mazik him. Somebody that's mazik you don't make a bracha on. That's a pashas Hasam Rishonim learned the Gemara. The Rambam learns this Gemara, that, and other Rishonim also, that it might be mazik you, so that's why you don't make the Boyer Prior Eitz. But you would make a shahakol. You make a shahakol shkeinene. We'll see soon later in the Gemara, the svara legabish keinene, that you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. But upon him, the Rambam learns this Gemara that you don't make her eitz, but you would make a shahakol. But Pasha the Gemara is saying that oizuka mazikle, you don't make a bracha at all. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, hashoy se shemen shel tuma. If someone drinks shemen of truma, mishalma a keren, you only pay for the keren. The keren is something that you pay for when you're mazik mom and chaveroi. Ve'ene mishalma a chomish. You don't pay the additional chomish. Because by chomish it says in Lashon of the Pasuk, in Lashon of Achila, v'ish ki yoichal kodesh, so it's not called the derech Achila when it's mazik you. So mele, you're not chai for the Achila. You're not chai for the chomish. Hasoch shemen shel truma. If someone anoints himself with shemen shel truma, which is already the derech to be nana, so then, mishalmas akher, mishalmas achomish. Then you indeed pay the chomish too, because then it's considered that you were nana from it, and it's amazik you. But we see clearly that when you eat something in a way that it's mazik you, you don't pay chomish. So likewise over here, it would not be by prayer. It can't be that you make a bracha. Elo zok the gemara the ka'ochel le al yedei pas, the ka'ochel le al yedei pas. That you're eating it as a lift on Zagrashi, you're eating it as a dip. You take bread and you dip it in the Shemen's eyes. If that's the case, you have a new problem, a new sugya. There's a sugya called Yemar Mavarach on the Ikka and the pot is the Tofel. So if the pass is the Ikka and the Shemen is the Tofel, then you don't make a bracha on the Shemen's eyes either because it's upgepata through the pass. Does that mean it's upgepata? That means the bracha of one who helps on the other, or it's potter, it's totally neva, the shame of the tofel, klapi the ikar, akaponim. But the point is, you don't make a bracha on the shemen in the case that you dip it in. Zog di gomoga, elo, the koshosi la idea anigroin. You drank the shemen zayis together with anigroin. Anigroin are beets. So you have a beets juice. So drashi, min Michael v'noisin l'teche shemen v'shonu v'mishah b'kam mekoymes, and you put shemen in this beets juice, and then it would be something that is derech achila. It's not good mazik, and then you would require a bracha. Now the Gemara is going to see why you require a bracha. Depends: is it a majority of a nigun or a majority of a shemen? Zok Gemara, what's this drinking of a nigun? Zok Gemara, the Omer Rabbe by Shmuel, a nigun may de silka. Zok Rashi, mayim sheshulka b'tardin, tardin are beets, so it's beet juice. And that's one way of adding shemen to it. And on sigroin is maya davlamet vavam l'alef maya de kulashalki. It's agrashi komini yerek shaluk. So over here you would need a bar priadoma because it's yerek. Akoponim. The point is that the shemen is added to it. Fregdimah, the same kasha we asked before. Imken havele anigroin ikav shemen tofel. So then you're upkepated with the bracha of the hadoma. Because you go basa de'ika. Just like we said by pas and dipping it into shemen, you don't make a bracha on the shemen. So likewise, on nigroin or on sigroin, if the shemen is an additive but it's a tuffel, it would not require a bracha on its own. Shemen is tuffel. V'tnan, like we learned said before, ze'aklal kol shu ikav yimay tfeilo, mavarach ala ikav po yitzat tfeilo. And to the Gemara, what are we talking about? Ochamai skinon, b'choyshesh b'groinoi. We're talking about a person who has a throat ache. And he drinks the shemen in the following manner. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Hachoshesh begoinoi. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do anything that's a refuah, or even looks like a refuah, because of a gzeira of shchika samonim. Since you might come to crush pills, which is a refuah, so you're not allowed to do anything which is a refuah, or even looks like a refuah, it appears to be a refuah, because of a gzeira of shchika samonim. So the Braisa says, Hachoshi begoin, if someone has a throat ache on Shabbos, now if you drink a drink which is edible and it happens to soothe your throat, there's no problem of gzeira shchikas hamonim because it doesn't appear to doing it as refuah. So Hachoshi begoin, lo ya'areno b'shemen t'chila b'Shabbos. So Rashi, lo ya'areno, the mashile b'toch groinoi. That means don't let it sit in your throat and gargle it and not swallow it, ve'ena boiloi, or only swallow it later, but if you meanwhile keeping it, letting it sit in your throat, then it's obvious you're doing it for refuah. Ve'chem de loy bolalei, mucha milsa de lefuahu, it's mucha tzu refuah. Ve'chachomim gozru al kol refuahis hanikoros, and chomer goes on all refuahs that appear, that are nicker, bishum shchika samamonim. Shei melacha, shchika samanim is a melacha to crush the pills. So any refuah chomer goyza that is nicker that you're doing it for refuah chomer goyza you can't do on Shabbos. So lo yarena b'shemen, you can't keep the shemen that you're using as a refuah and gargle it and not swallow it right away. So lo yarena b'shemen tchila b'Shabbos. But what you could do is avanoisin shemen harba l'teich anigron u'borleya. You could take a lot of shemen and pour it into the anigron. Anigron we said is this beet juice. You're putting a lot of shemen in there, and that will help your sore throat. So we see al kaponim that you can have a case in echetimtza where you would make a bracha on the shemen because the shemen is not bottle. Like we said in the last two gemaras, we said the shemen is tfela. The shemen is bottle to the pas, or the shemen is bottle to the anigoin. But now we're saying no. We're talking about you're adding a lot of shemen. A lot of shemen, and you're not, and on Shabbos, you would have to do it in a way that it would not be nikah, that's refuah. You're boilea, you swallow it. You're allowed to take a drink that you swallow. Anigan is a beet juice, and you put a lot of shemen in there, and you drink it. So then it's not visible, doesn't appear, it's not nikah to be tzorich refuah. So that would be mut on Shabbos. But that would be the chatimtza making a bracha. The bracha of eitz on the shemen zayis would be when you have an abundance of shemen that you're pouring into that nigran dish, into this beet juice. Frag die Gemara, Pshita, versteht sich, you make a berry per eitz. If the shemen's eyes is the ikka, so of course you make a berry per eitz. What's the shaila? So Gemara, no. Maritem, you might think, kevin de lefua come chavin. After all, you're doing it for lefua. You're doing it because you have a throat ache. So lo livrcha le klal, maybe you shouldn't make a broch at all. It's not meant for hano, it's meant for lefua. Komash melon that no. Kevin de isle hano mine. At the end of the day, you're also having hano. So boy bruche, so you have to make a bracha. So steht der gewaltige Yisod in the Gemara that even though something you're doing for refuah and your kavon is for refuah and mitzad refuah, you don't make a bracha. If someone takes something for refuah, you don't make a bracha. But if you also have anor from it, it's a very tasty cherry flavored type of refuah. So then boy bruche, you have to make a bracha. So Tosis is magde this din of isle hanor mine. Zok Tosis. If someone drinks a liquid, if it's a putrid taste, it doesn't taste well, it's roim lishtois. The lesli hanominein, he has no hanof from it. Loi boi bruchi, don't make a bruchi, even though it's a drink, even though it's a mashka. It's a refuah mashka that you have no hanof from it. The isle hanominein, but if you have hanof, beloi harefuah, boi brucha. If you have hanof without the refuah, which the Hagdorah and the Achronim want to say, the Poiskim, that if a person takes a flavored Tylenol, so it might have anof from it, would you take this type of drink and put these drops in your mouth if you would not be ill? So if you would do it, even below Yarafua, then maybe boy bruche. But if it's not something you would do, you would not take, that's what Moshe held, you would not take this medicine, even though it has a good cherry flavor to it, so then, loy boy bruchi, you don't have to make a brucha. Meaning, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as a cherry flavored drink which happens to have medicine in it? Or no, it's medicine. And you wouldn't take this if you not be ill, even though it has a good taste. You'd take something else. So, mele, loy boy bruchi, you would not make a brucha. But Tosfos says, if it's something that you take, I like eating these gummy bear medicines. And I would take gummy bears as a snack, as a candy. So then, taka boy bruchi was that beetsim you would take that. Irrelevant that it has a vitamin or a pill, a medicine in there too. That would be l'chori l'akdora. If it's a cherry flavored Tylenol, then you would not need a bracha, but that people don't take. Or it's a gummy bear that happens to be also a medicine, but l'maisa, I always buy gummy bears for Onik Shabbos. So then you would need a bracha. Zok di gemara weiter, kimcha de chiti. You have chitin, and you make kemach out of it. You make flour out of it. You have wheat flour, kemach of chitim. So Rabbi Yehuda omer boyer pri adoma. Rabbi Yehuda says that you make a boyer pri adoma. Just like the chitin itself is adoma, so the kemach of the chitin, the fine flour of the kemach chitin, is also adoma. Rav Nachman omer shahakol niyeh bedvoroi. Rav Nachman says the bracha changes to shahakol niyeh bedvoroi when it's kemach chitin. Omer le'rov Rav Nachman, le'tifik alei de Rav Yehuda, do not argue in Rav Yehuda that says boyer pri adoma. Why? The Rav Yochanan v'Shmuel kai mekavosayu. Rav Yochanan v'Shmuel hold kai mekavosay, they hold like him. That what? That it would retain the bracha boyer pri adoma. Why? Where do we see that they hold like that? The Omer Rav Yehuda v'Shmuel, v'chein omer bitzik omer b'yochanan, from the case of Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis mevorchen olav boyer pri eitz. Shemen Zayis, the olive oil, you make a bracha boyer pri eitz, like the Gemara said before. Alma avagav dishtani, even though it changed, it was originally a zayis, an olive, and now you made it into olive oil, meaning you pressed the olive and you made a juice. Even though it's a shtana, b'milsekoi, it remains with its original bracha of boyer pri eitz. So like it was over here, chitim boyer pri adoma, and now that you made it into fine flour, wheat flour, it remains in its same bracha. So that's kaima kavasi de Rabbi Yehuda. You should go like Rabbi Yehuda, that typically Rabbi Yehuda, that the bracha should be adoma, just like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say that Shemen Zayis retains the bracha of eitz as it was when it was in the Zayis state. So Alma Afgav Dishtani b'Mosikoyo Chanami Afgav Dishtani. Even though the grain was ishtana from to kemach, it was originally grain and it was adoma, and now it was ishtana to flour, wheat flour. It's b'Mosikoyo, and it should remain adoma. Zogdemo, how do you compare the two things? Midomi hosom lesei alvei achina, meaning when it comes to Shemen Zayis. Zayis is the olive, and you crush it, it becomes olive oil. After olive oil, there's nothing else that you can make out of it. So that's why it retains its bracha of hadoma. Hocha isle ilvei achina. Mashenken kimcha dechita. It starts with aschita, which is hadoma. And now when it becomes kemach, this is not the final state. It turns into bread if you eventually take the wheat flour and you do something with it. So because it should get downgraded now, because since it's in the middle of the stages between what it was originally to what you're planning to make it, so then it doesn't retain its bracha. There's a big difference. Shemen Zayis, it's the final stage. Masheng and Kimcha Dechita is in the midst of the process of making bread. And bread goes to a higher state. But right now it's in a state where it's in the midst. It went lower, so to speak. So then it has a higher state. So then maybe it doesn't remain with Adoma. Zog the Gemara, Midomi, Hosom Lesei Elvei Achina, Hoche Islei Elui Achina, Bepas. Zog the Gemara, is that correct? B'chi Islei Elui Achina, Loime Vachino Nalei, Boyer Pri Adoma. When something can go into a higher state, then it doesn't have the Broch of Adoma. And that's where you want to say that Kim Chedechita should not be Adoma, but it should be Shahakol, because it can have a better state of Pas. After all, why do you want to say that it's nigra? The bracha gets nigra to shahakol because it has a better state. I'll bring you a case where we see that even though it goes into a better state, it doesn't. The din is not so, and you do make a hadoma. Kare squash. So raw squash, even though it's a vegetable, but because it's raw, or kimcha desayre. Kimcha de Saira is barley flour. Saira is barley. So it's flour of barley. So these, mevorchen al shahakol niyeh bedvoroi. These you make a shahakol. Now, the reason why you make a shahakol, even though kare is a vegetable, because it's raw. That's a klal in all vegetables. A vegetable that is not eaten raw, but it's eaten in a cooked state. So you make the hadoma in its cooked state. Like kare chaya. Raw squash, you would make a shahakol state in this gemara. Only when it's cooked, that's when it's usually eaten, then you make adoma. Sometimes it can be fakert. Salad is eaten raw. If you're going to take now salad and cook it up, that's not meant to be cooked, so then you would make a shahakol. The bracha of adoma is in the state that it's meant to be eaten. So by certain things that are eaten cooked, so when you eat it raw, like karachaya, you would make a shahakol and you only make adoma when it's cooked. And certain things that are eaten raw, like salad, that hadom is when you eat it raw. But when you cook it, then it will turn into a shahakol. That's tam a klal in bichas hadoma, klapi eating it cooked or eating it raw. But the point is, the Gemara wants to bring a right from the Hemshech HaBraisa. The kimcha de saira. What does it say? Kimcha de saira is barley flour. You make a shahakol. Now, the Gemara is medayik as follows. My lav,
that we bedavka said kimcha de saira you make a shahakol. My love the chita bari pi adoma on kimcha de chita on wheat flour, not barley flour, on wheat flour you would make a bari pi adoma. So we see even though it has the aluya achina, even though it has a higher status, meaning because kimcha de chita can turn into pas. Still, we're medak from this brisa that you make a bari pi adoma. So why are you saying that there's a difference because Israel v'achina, you don't make adoma but shakol? Here in this brisa, we see only kimcha desari you make a adoma, you make a shakol. Is mashma kimcha desari you make a shakol, but kimcha dechita you make a bari pi adoma, even though it has a higher status that it can go into pass. So Gemara says that diik is incorrect. Loi, the chita nami shakol ni bedvaroi. Chita is also shakol ni bedvaroi. So why does it say kimcha desayga? V'leshmina dechita, let it say the case of chita that is shakol. V'koshken desayga, and koshken desayga, because sayga is less edible. So if by chita shakol, if koshken by sayra, so Gemara, no. Iyashmina dechita, I would say, only by chita it's shakol. Why? Havamina animili dechita, it's shakol. Because like we said, it has a higher stat that you can make it into pass. But I would say only kimcha dechita shakol. But Saira, you would not make a bracha at all. Komashulon, that you make a bracha. You would think you'd not make a bracha at all. Because it's animal food. It's animal fodder. The Saira is animal fodder. It's animal food. Barley flour. So you would think you don't make a bracha at all. Komashulon, you make a bracha on kimcha de Saira shahakol. But ain't a chanami you didn't kimcha de chita. But in the etzim kimcha chita, we have a machloikas. We have a machloikas if it's shahakol. Or Barbi Adoma. If Nachman says Shakol, the Yudas says Barbi Adoma. But don't bring me a raya that it's Isli Alvi Achina, that it's Shahakal or Adoma. There's no raya from this Brysa. This Brysa La Oilom, it's Shahakal by Kimcha Dechita too, but it just mentioned Sarah, put a Chilish of Sarah. Zogdimoga, why would you think Kimcha Dechita is no brach at all? Umi Gorami Melech Vazomis? Why is it any different than salt and Zomis? Zomis is salt water. Brine. Over there you make a bracha. So we see you make a shakol, even though it's something that is not really edible. So the Gemara itzich, no, there's a chiddush. Sakadat chamini, you might think melech v'zomis oved inish deshodi lepume. Melech and zomis is different than kimcha desayra. Kimcha desayra, you need to speak out that you make a shakol. The fact that you make a broch of shakol on melech and zomis is not a riot to kimcha desayra. Melech and zomis, people sometimes take a little salt and put it into their mouth to have the soup taste better instead of putting it in the soup. So oved inish deshodi lepume, you put it in your mouth. Aber kimcha desayra, which is animal food, hoil the kosher lekukaina. Zog Rashi, kosher lekukaina. It causes worms in a person's intestines. So since it's harmful, it's kosher kukaina. So lo levorich like klal, you should make a broch at all. Komash melon that kimcha the saira you make a shahakol, even though it's kosher kukaina, even though it causes a hezek, it causes worms in your stomach. Toloim shemayim. Why do you take make a broch? After all, it's mazik you. Came in the Isli Hanomine, boy brucha. Since you have Hanom, so that's why you make a brucha. So it comes out in this Gemara that Kimcha de Saira, you make a brucha, even though it's kosher lekukaina, the Isli Hanomine. This is, the Rambam brings this as a makor, the Gemara before we just had on Laman Helmut Beis. That Shemen Zayis, the Gemara wanted to say, that the eights cannot be talking about when you take a cup full of Shemen Zayis, because it's Azuke Mazikle. And Azuke Mazikle, Pashi don't make a brucha. In this Gemara, it says, clearly, you do make a bracha. The Gemara says, even something that's mazik you, it's kosher kukaina, but since you have hano, you make a bracha. Which bracha? Shahakol. You might not make the eighth bracha, but you make a shahakol because you have hano. That's how the Rambam learns. When you drink Shemen Zayis, when the Gemara said before, azuke mazikle is not the case of eighth, it doesn't mean you don't make any bracha. The Rambam learns you make a bracha of shahakol. Like we see in this Gemara, that kimcha de saira, you make a shahakol, even though it's kosher kukaina, but it's a hanomine. The bracha of shahakol is made on any time you have hano, even though it's kosher for you. Lemaisa other Rishonim learned the Pashta Gemara before that choice shemen, if you drink shemen zayis, then you don't make a bracha at all because it's mazikle. This Gemara says clearly that you make a bracha of shahakol. So how do we say it's something that's mazik you? You don't make a bracha. Shemen Zayis, that's mazik. You don't make a bracha at all, the Gemara before, according to them. So how come over here, by Kimcha de Saira, you make a bracha, even though it's kosher kukaina? So the Achronim want to be Mechalak, the Igle Tal, Pima Godim, and other Achronim, Mechalkas Yankov, that there's a certain difference between drinking Shemen Zayis, which is mazik, and Kimcha de Saira, which is also mazik, which we said is kosher kukaina. Here you make a shahakol, and according to the Rishonim, that say you don't make it by Shemen Zayis, then it's different. The difference is because shemen zayis, you're not nana at all at the time you're drinking. So it's mazik and you're not nana, so then you take it, don't make a bracha. Masha enken kimcha de saira, you're being satiated, you're eating kemach, you're eating a delicious dish of kemach of sairim. So you need nana b'shas tachila, just happens to be mazik for you. It's kosher l'toloim, there's many food items that are mazik you. Many things are not healthy. There's a whole list of things that cause high blood pressure and cholesterol. That doesn't mean you make a bracha. Doesn't mean you're not nana. So avada, you make a bracha, even though it's mazik you, because there's a hano when you take it. Mashek and shemen zayis, there is no hano b'shas to drinking it. So then there's no te'elis at that time. So that's why you taka this difference. Why you would not make a bracha at all? Because it's mazik you and you're not nana. Mashek and veer, even though it's mazik, you make no bracha because at the end of the day, you're being nana from eating kimcha de saira. Other achronim want to be mechalek the Nachas David, and he wants to say that kimcha de saira is different than shemen zayis. Why? Because kimcha de saira, the Gemara says, is kosher lekukaina. It's kosher for one thing. It's something that's kosher for one thing. Lemaisa, it's only kosher for one thing. That doesn't mean that you don't make a bracha, because that's many food items, like we said, are kosher. The Gemara says later on, tchol is yof l'shinayim v'kosher b'nei ma'ayim. It's good for A, it's bad for B. That doesn't, it's not mafkir the shame bracha. Avada, that's considered a maisa achila, and you nana from it. So then you make a bracha. Masha enkein, by shemen zayis, since the Gemara says a stomach dikadin, azuke mazikley, so mashma it's mazik the ganze goof. So then taki, you don't make a bracha. It's not stam, it's kosher for one thing, then it's mazik, and then you taki don't make a bracha at all. There's also a machlekes Rashi Tosav here legabe the etzim what kemach chitim is kimcha dechita. So Rashi says in the sugi kimcha dechita oichol kemach chitim kamoi shehi. That means you're eating raw wheat flour kamoi shehi as is. And Tosav argues in this. Look, Tosav nira the loy ma'ir bekimcha mamish. We're not talking about regular wheat flour. If you would take regular wheat flour, so that would not shaych a broch at all, because that's something that is not edible. Who eats that? You don't eat wheat flour. So Mela Zoktaisis, what are we talking about? The Imkain Loshach Berocha Berpi Adomak Elamaga Bekimcha Shekorin Ishtaliko Oy Bekemach Shoisim Ishboile Shual Shemiyapshim Betanur. It's a type of roasted kemach dish. So a type of roasted kemach Shoisim Ishboile Shual Shemiyapshim Betanur. So then Taka, you would make a Berpi Adoma or a Shahakol. This is a Machloikas, and that would be the sugya, what we're talking about. Now, the truth is, other Rishonim argue on this thesis, and they say, if it's a type of roasted dish like kloyos, so then the kuliyam you would make a bar adoma. Because over here, there's leke eluy achina bepas. The whole reason why you make a shahakol on kimcha dechita is because it's in a mid state. It can go into a better process, eluy achina, of making into pas. But if it's kloyos, if it's roasted type of kloyos, so that you don't make into pas, so then the kuliyam you would make a bar adoma. So that would taka not be the machlekes. Fakert, Dr. Rashba, it's not talking about kloyes. That can't be like Tosis, but rather like Rashi. Bedas Tosis that says that machlekes gufa is by this roasted type of kemach mishiboy l'shuel, shemiyab shemitanur. So the reason why it still could be a machlekes is because even though it might not be a loyachina, but it wasn't planted for this. It wasn't meant for this. It wasn't meant for this. It was meant for pas. So that's what maybe it would be a shahakol. You don't have to have a metzias dekilu yachina. You have to know what the netiyah was meant for. As we'll see in the next sugya, that a lot has to do in the original netiyah, what it's meant for legabe de brocha. Zog the Gemara vayta koira. Koira, zog Rashi, koira is rach shel dekel. It's the soft part that grows on the tip of the dekel, the palm tree. כשאנוף of גדלים בכל שנה ושנה כדרך כל האילונוס הנוסף בשנה זו רך ובשנה שנייה מסקש ונעשה עץ. It starts off soft and eventually it turns hard. So at the time when it's a koira, when it's in a soft state, at the tip of the palm tree you have this area that is soft, this bulb at the top, which is edible. And that is eventually turns hard, but meanwhile it's soft. So Rabbi Yehuda im ber pri adoma. Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha ber pri adoma. Ushmuel lama shahakol ni b'dvaroi. Shmuel says you make a shahakol. Other Rishonim learned that we're talking about not this curry is not this tip of the palm tree that changes, but rather it's the heart of the palm. The heart of the palm, you make a shahakol and make adoma. But the Pashas Rashi learns it's a rachshel dekel. So Rabbi Yehuda says ber pri adoma. Shmuel says shahakol ni b'dvaroi. Rabbi Yehuda ma ber pri adoma. Why peiruhu? It's a fruit. It's the fruit of the palm tree. Yes, the main fruit of the palm tree is the dates. But at the end of the day, you have this fruit that's here meanwhile, while it's soft, till before it turns hard. Why? Eventually it will turn hard, it will turn unedible. So you don't make a bracha of hadoma. It has to change into a lower grade bracha, a lower class bracha. So Shmuel himself, who was the barplukta of Rav Yehuda, he told Rav Yehuda, Shinna, smart one, kavosik mistavra. It's mistavra like you that it's burpi adoma, not like I'm saying that it's shakal nibet vogoi. I'm saying it's shakal because soifel ha'akshois, but lemais it's mistavra like you. Why? Because I'll bring you a raya, like what you're saying, that even though something is soifel ha'akshois, it retains the bracha of burpi adoma. Meanwhile, why? Dot snoin, a radish, soifel ha'akshois. If you leave a radish in the ground, eventually it turns hard. Umevarchen alei burpi adoma, and yet you make a bracha burpi adoma. So we see likewise over here, the koira, it should be barpi adoma, even though it's sefer l'hakshos. Zogdumar v'loihi, you can't compare radishes to koiras. Tznoin, buy a radish, nati insha dai to the pugla. People plant the radish for the pugla. The pugla is the soft, the time that it's edible. Zogdrashi, lo'och loik shurach ushmoi pugla. The radish is eaten at that state when it's edible. That's softer time versus when it stays in the ground eventually too long, it turns unedible and hard. So they plant it in order to eat it in a state that it's soft, that it's pugla. Masha'enken dikla, when it comes to a palm tree, loy nati inshadai to the koira. Nobody plants the palm tree for the koira to eat it when it's in a state that it's soft before it turns hard. The purpose of planting a palm tree is for the dates. That's the capri. So when something is the ikar, natia is meant for that. So even though eventually it's going to turn hard, then avada, it retains the bracha and it's taka hadoma. And it doesn't turn into shahakal because eventually it's going to turn hard. Masha'enken koira, which is eventually going to turn hard, and you don't plant it for that koira. Fakir, you plant it for the tamarim, for the ikas, for the dates. So then the dikla and not insha die to the koira, and that's why it would taka be shahakol, and not like Rabbi Yehuda said. And whenever a person doesn't plant something for that specific thing, then you don't make a bracha, meaning you don't make a hadoma if it's not planted for that purpose. The famous caper bush is a tzlaf, the nati inshadai to the pircha. People plant their caper bush, the tzlaf, for the pircha. The pircha is the main fruit of the tzlaf, which is the capers itself, which the Gemara is going to call soon evyonis. Now, there's evyonis, we'll see soon in the Gemara. There's kafrisin, which is the shell of these evyonis, of these capers. Then there's other types of growth that also come with the tzlaf, that come with the caper bush. There's leaves, there's alin, there's all types of tzmogos that grow with the alin. But the main purpose of the planting of the tzlaf is for the pircha, which is, like we said, the evyonis, which is called the capers themselves. That's the main fruit. So, fek the mogabai tzlaf, the tzlaf, this caper bush, that what? That a person plants it. The nati inshadai to the pircha. The main purpose of the nati is what? Is for the fruit itself, the capers, v'tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, almine nitzpa, on different types of parts of the tzlaf. Nitzpa is a tzlaf. Ala olin v'ala tmorois, on the olin, on the leaves, and the tmorois that grow with the leaves. Oime barpi adoma. That's not the main purpose of the tree, so you make a barpi adoma. Ala evyoinois v'ala kafris in evyoinis, are the pircha evyoinis, are the fruit itself, the capers itself. Alev yoinis, vala kafrisin, kafrisin are the shells, oime barpia eitz. That's the main objective of the planting of this tzlaf, is for the yoinis, which is the fruit, which is the capers. And the shells also, I guess, are edibles, so you make barpia eitz. So we see clearly in this braisa, that even though something that you don't have intention to plant it for, the intent of the planting was mainly for the tzlaf. The main intent of the planting of the tzlaf was for the fruits, which we said is the avyoinus, which is the capers. And you make a eitz on that. But yet on the other things, the secondary things, you make a hadoma, even though that wasn't the main intention of the planting. So we see clearly, not like we just said, we just finished saying, that whenever your intention is not for that, so then you don't make a bracha, but rather you make a shahakal, you don't make a hadoma. And that's why we asked the kasha, that koira should be shahakal nevet voroi, and it's different than it's noin, because a koira is not planted for, it's rather planted for the dates, and not for the palm tree is not planted for the koira on the top that changes. So that's why it should be shahakal. Here we see clearly, even though it's not adai tadochi nati, you still make a hadoma on the alin and on the tmogos. So we see clearly, even something that is not planted al daita d'hachi, still you retains that you make a hadoma. It doesn't retain a eight, but you make a hadoma.
Zokti Gemara, the Teretz as follows. Zokti Gemara, Om Rav Nachman b'Yitzchok, Tzlaf nati insha adaita d'shusa.
When it comes to the caper bush, you plant it for everything that comes out of it, all that it entails. They have yoynes, the kafrisin, the alin, the tmorin, everything. And that's why taka you don't make a shakel, you make a adoma on those alin and tmorin taka. It's all inclusive. Masha enkein, by diklo, when it comes to a palm tree, leinati insha adaita d'koira, nobody plants a palm tree for the koira. You plant it for the dates, especially the koira, since it's not something that is going to remain. It's going to turn hard. So meila, that's the difference between over here that you not adaita d'ochi, masha enkein, but it's slaf, it is not adaita d'ochi. Now the Gemara finishes. Va'afagav dekalse Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, and he said, kavosi didoch mistavra, it's mistavra like you, that you make a barpi adoma on the koira, but yet the halacha is hilchas kavosei de Shmuel. The halacha is like Shmuel that in the koira you make a shahakol, and the reason, like we said before, because people do not neiter, they don't plant it adai to the koira, so it's not considered the pre of the tree, and that's why you only make a shahakol and you don't make a hadoma.
Rashi's magdir this adai to the hochi, not adai to the hochi. Is does it ruin the tree or not? Zog Rashi, tzlaf nati insha adaita d'shusa. By tzlaf, we said your intent is for everything that comes out of it. Lechol es ha'alan ves ha'tmoga she'en v'matim es ilan b'kach. The ilan doesn't get diminished because of it. The ilan keeps on growing, even if you have those different things that you pluck and you eat. Mashenken dikla nati insha adaita lechol es ha'koira she'oichloi memayit anfei ilan.
It's memayit anfei ilan. It, so to speak, ruins the branches of the tree. So that's why it's adaita d'ochi, avada loy nati, and that's why it will be different.
Now the tzlaf, it happens to be the different parts. Certain parts of it are eights and certain parts are adoma, because the ikka priyas are eights and the ones that are agav dik are adoma. That's not the ikka shem priya of the ilon. That's how I have to mechalik between the tzlaf. Mashenka by the koira, over there, yitaka it shahako, because over there it's bichlal not nati adayit rochi fakert, it's memayit in the ilon. And that's why, based on that, Tosa says, zok Tosa lenati insha adayit to the koira. We come out like Shmuel that it's shahakal on the koira. Vim kain. So if that's the case, oisonu lulove kfanim. The leinati insha adaita d'ochi. They aren't planted for the lulove kfanim. The hochi, that is not leinati insha adaita d'ochi. It's intention not for that. So mevorchan al shahakal nibedvo. You make a shahakal on the lulove kfanim because the main thing is not the lulove kfanim. The main thing is the kfanim itself. So you make a shahakal on the lulove kfanim. Veoisen shkedim kshem rakim. You eat the outer shells when they're soft. Again, it wasn't planted for that. That's not the main purpose of the tree. Not to eat it at the state when it's still soft at that point, but only eat it later. Only when it's later, when it's ripened. So again, and you eat it in its raw state when it's not meant to be eaten yet. So again, that's something that when not yadaiti the ochi, so it loses the status of the intent of the original natiya, and it's not going to be the bracha of the ikapri, but rather will be shahakol. This obviously has many practical applications. What's the purpose of the netiya? And the nafkamina would be even like gabi koyre bisman hazeh, even though kamla kishmul that you make a shahakol, but today the metzi has changed. People taka planted for the koyre too, especially if it's the hearts of the palm. That's what it's planted for. So then taka you would make a hadoma, because that's the ikka netiya of this deco is also for this part of the koyre. I and Chuvas van Hoggis of Moshe Shtembach the Chuvanit and Chelik Vov in Simin Samach Ois Gimel. And he says, he describes Abizbanenu, there are Medina Shlemus in South America that they noitea, they plant the atzei dekel for this part of the tree. And they sell it all over the world. So Mela, it would taka require a barpi adoma. Tzlaf shel Orla. Once we're discussing this caper bush, so we're discussing now the tzlaf of Orla, the first 3 years which usher to partake in the tree. So tzlaf shel Orla. So b'chutz la'aretz, orla in chutz la'aretz is only midrabonon. So zorik ezev yoynes. You're not allowed to eat the fruit itself. The avionis is the capers themselves. But you're allowed to eat the shell. The shell you're allowed to eat. In fact, the Gemara lememra, from here you can deduce the avionis pera, that the avionis are considered the fruits, the kafrisin la pera, and the kafrisin, the shells, are not considered the fruit of the shell is not considered the fruit of the tree. And that's why it's not also be'orla. Uremino al asi ukasha. State the Gemara we learned before, al mine nitzba, on different types of tzlaf, we said, ala olim bala tamoros, on the leaves and on the tamoros that grow on the leaves, oime bayopi adoma, you make adoma. Because that's not the main fruit. It's like a vegetable. Ala avyoinis vala kafrisin, on the fruit itself, the avyoinis, the capers, and the kafrisin and the shells, oime bayopriyo eitz. So we see clearly you make a bayopriyo eitz on the shells itself. So why do you say that when it comes to orla, it's not also ba'orla and chutz loretz, only the fruits are, only the avyoinis are, you zoik the avyoinis, but you're allowed to eat the kafrisin, you're allowed to eat the shells. After all, if it's an issa orla, we just said you made our eitz on it. It should be chelik of the tree. It's a chelik of the fruit. And for the Gemara, who the Omek Rabbi Kiva? He holds like Rabbi Kiva. Meaning, Rabbi Yudom Rav said that Slav Shel Orla B'chutz Loretz, Yezorik as Avyonis and you eat the Kafrisin, he holds like Rabbi Kiva. Rav holds like Rabbi Kiva. That Kafrisin are not considered fruits. The Tanan, there's a mission like that. Rabbi Eliezer Oimel, Slav Mis Asel, Tomoris, Vevyonis, Vekafrisin. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to take off Meiser, on the tzlaf, on which parts of the tzlaf? On the tmoris, the avyonis, and the kafrisin. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, no. That you only take off maaser, enem is aser, el avyonis bovad. You only take off maaser on the fruits. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, only the avyonis you take off maaser. Bibnei shupri, that's only that's considered the fruit. Masha enkein, the shells, according to Rabbi Kiva, are not considered the fruit. And that's why it's not considered fruit, Dr. Bakiva. You don't have to be ma'aser it. There's no ma'aser. It's for sure not a fruit. Maybe it's ma'aser yerek. The Ramban says he holds it's not even yerek. But according to Bakiva, it's not a fruit. So that's the pshat. Why the din is that when it comes to orla, you oichel the kafris and you're allowed to eat the shells because the shells, according to Bakiva, are not considered the fruit itself. So that's pshat on Rav Yudom Rav's memra. Tzlaf shel orla b'chutz loret zoik azev yoynes v'oichel es kafrisin. Because Rav holds like Rabbi Kiva. Frag the Gemara, v'neim aloch Rabbi Kiva. So let Rav say straight out, aloch is like Rabbi Kiva. What if they say the din of tzlaf shel orla? Just say that aloch is like Rabbi Kiva, that the kafrisin are not considered the fruits. And that's why you're not miss aser, only the avyoinis. Zog the Gemara, yom aloch Rabbi Kiva, who would say that aloch is like Rabbi Kiva, havimina, I would say that afilu ba'oretz. I would say that the kafrisin are not considered peiros when it comes to orla, even in Eretz Yisrael. Komash melon, that no, Rav did not hold like a bekiva in Ganson. Only in chutz loretz he passed like a bekiva. Meaning, in chutz loretz, you're allowed to eat the kafrisin of orla, because kol ha-mekel ba-oretz, when the halacha is that whoever is mekel in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to dine orla, halacha kemoise b'chutz loretz. So orla in chutz loretz, which is only awesome in Rabbonon, so he follows the shita of a bekiva that's mekel in Eretz Yisrael. But if you would stop and say halacha of a bekiva, you would think that looks like him even in Eretz Yisrael. Ava ba'oretz loy, in Eretz Yisrael, Rav held halacha is not like a bekiva, and is an issa orla on the kafrisin, on the shells. Punkt in Chutz Loretz, he follows the Bakiva Shita, Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz, Aloch Kamoise B'Chutz Loretz. Frag the Mo'ev, name Aloch Kabakiva B'Chutz Loretz, let him say black and white, Aloch is like a Bakiva in Chutz Loretz. Why? Because of the reason, like we said, the Kol HaMekel Ba'oretz, Aloch Kamoise B'Chutz Loretz. Zog the Mo'ev, Yom HaHochi, if you would say that HaMekel Ba'oretz, Aloch Kamoise B'Chutz Loretz, have a meaning, I would say, Hani Mili Ligabe Maise Ilon. Meaning, on Maise Ilon, that's what Rabbi Kiva was talking about over there. The halacha is like Rabbi Kiva in Chutz Loretz. The Ba'oretz Gufa mid Rabbonon. Because even in Eitz Yisrael, Maise Ilon is only mid Rabbonon. Because mid Raisi only Chayv and Maise and Dog and Tirush V'Yitzar. Aval Gabi Orlo, Mashiach, when it comes to Orlo, the Ba'oretz mid Raisa. When Eitz Yisrael, Gufa it's the Raisa. So, Eimo, you would think that B'chutz Loretz, Nami Nigzar, that even the Kafrisin are considered Paris and halacha would not follow Rabbi Kiva. Because you would say that there's a difference between Orla and Legabi Maisa, because Maisa, even in Eretz Yisrael, and Maisa Ilon is not Midaraisa, it's only Midrabanan, because it's not Dongo Tirush V'Yitzar. Mashenga by Orla, which is in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Raisa. Even so, over there, maybe in Chutz Loretz, you would takabi Goyza and the Kafrisin are considered like Paris. Komashalon, so Rav said, the Aloch is not like that. But even Legabi Orla, the Aloch is like a Bekiva in Chutz Loretz. Meaning, Kolamekel Be'oretz, Aloch Kamoiz B'Chutz Loretz, even Legabi Orla, not just Legabi Meiser, which is Gufa Drabon and Eitzol, but even Legabi Orla. Zokmo Ravina Ashke Lamab Ravashi. Ravina met Mab Ravashi that he had a peris from this tzlaf tree. What kind of tzlaf tree? Orlo and Chutzlach, like we just discussed. The Kozorik Evyoinois, he threw away the fruit itself, the Koch Kafrisin, and he ate the shells. Omalei, so Ravina told him, my daitoch, what's your svara? Why are you allowing the eating of the shells? Why? Kirabakiva, the Mako, if it's because you hold that Kafrisin not considered Paris and like Rabakiva, so Velavid Mar, Kibe Shammai, the Mako Tvei. Once you're looking for kulas, I'll tell you an even a greater kula. Beishamai is Mako even more, and he holds that even Dev Yoinus are not considered Paris. And it's not for sure pre. And you're allowed to eat even Dev Yoinus of Arla. So why dafka the shells? Where do we find such a shito beishamai? Zok di gemara. Tanan. Tzlaf. When it comes to this caper bush, beishamai oimrim, beishamai say kilayim bekerem. Kilayim is dafka when you have klei kerem together with two yerokos. Together with mapolis yad. But kaponim, you have to have a yerok with a kerem to be considered kilayim. With the raisa. So beishamai oimrim, kilayim bekerem. Beishamai say that what? That tzlaf is kilayim bekerem, meaning the tzlaf is considered a yerek, so it's considered kilayim bekerem, is machmir. Beisilol oimrim, beisilol say no, ain't kilayim bekerem, because it's an ilon, it's not called a yerek. Kilayim bekerem is dafka yerek, and not ilon. And beisilol look at it as an ilon. Eilu ve'eilu, sai beisilol and sai beishami agree, moidim, that what, shechai ba'orlo, that when it comes to orlo, Avada, we look at it like a tree, like an Elon, and it's Chayv in Orlo. The first 3 years are Osa. Zog di Gemara, Hagufa Kash, it's Samastira. Amrit, Tzlaf Beishame Oimrim, Kalayim Bekerem. You just finished saying, Kung de Beishame, Tzlaf is considered Kalayim Bekerem, and that's why it's considered a Yerek. Almo Yereku, it's a min Yereku. Vahadatoni, and then it says, Eilu Beilu Moidim, that's Chayv in Orlo. So here, see, Beishamai agrees that it's an Elon. Alma min Elonu. So what is it? Is it Tzlaf a Yerek or is it Tzlaf an Elon? When it comes to Kalayim, you say it's a Yerek. When it comes to Arli, you're saying it's an Elon. Zog Dimoga Holoi Kasha. That's not Shver. Beishamai Svukim Misafkale. Beishamai Gufu was Mistapik. How do you look at the Tzlaf? Va'avdi Hocha L'chumra V'Hocha L'chumra. So he went L'chumra by both instances. When it comes to Kalayim, he's Machmer. It's considered Yerek and it's Kalayim Bekerem. And Yinal Abizaret. And when it came to the din of Arla, he considers it an Elon, and it's also because of Arla. Of Akoponim, what's the kasha that we asked? That Beishamai is Mekel, Mikomokom le Beishamai, Havale Sofik Arla. After all, the Tzlaf is Sofik Arla, because he's not sure if it's a Yerek or an Elon. V'tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah in Arla, Sofik Arla, whenever you have a Sofik on Arla, meaning you don't know if it's 3 years elapsed or not, or let's say a guy took, and you don't know where he took from, so there were trees Arla amongst it, but it's a suffix. The halach is whenever there's halach l'mesh misinai, whenever you do not know the status of the Arla in Chutz Loretz, so it's muta even l'chatchila. So suffix Arla be'eretz Yisrael is taka osa, suffix the raisa. Besuria, which is a chelik of part of the kibush of David, so then it's muta. It's muta, meaning not l'chatchila, but it's muta. Masha enkein, b'chutz loretz, suffix Arla, even if you know for sure that it's Sofik Arla, in Dal Chatchila, go take it. Zok di Gemara, Yoyreid, Daf Lamed Vov Amed Beis, Yoyreid, Veloikeach, Uvavachli Yerena Loikeit. There's a special halacha that when it comes to Chutz Loretz, you're allowed to have a person take for you this din of Sofik Arla, as long as you don't see him take it. Uvavachli Yerena Loikeit. If you see him take from the fruits of Arla, then it's not a suffix for you. Then it's also. But upon him, what do we see over here? That according to Beishamai, the Evyonis themselves are a suffix if it's a Yerek or if it's an Elon. So it's against a suffix Arla. It's not even a Vade Arla. So if the halach is like the Mekel in Chutz Loretz, meaning that if the halach in Chutz Loretz like the Mekel, so why are you fearing Zich like Rabbi Kiva? You can fear Zich even like Beishamai and eat even the Avyoinus. Why did you throw away the Avyoinus? On that, the Gemara answers, Rabbi Kiva b'mokim Rabbi Eliezer avdin on kavosei. When it comes to machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, we follow Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva argues in Rabbi Eliezer, like we had before in the Maisa, in the Mishnah Legami Maisras. Rabbi Kiva says that it's Eina Mis'asa el Avyoinus Bovad.
only the Yonis is the fruit, Masengi the Kafrisin and not Misaser. Rabbi Eliezer says that Slap is Misaser, Tomorrow's of Yonis and Kafrisin. So when it comes to Bakiva Mokam Eliezer, we go like a Bakiva. That's Kamisha Eino, it's Eino Mishnah. So don't do like Beishamai in Chutz Loretz and eat the Avyonis in Chutz Loretz. Avali, you have to be Zerik the Avyonis. You can't eat the fruit itself. Don't say, I in Chutz Loretz, Yoyret Vaoichel, Yelad El Chathil eat it. Because according to Beishamai, it's a Sofik and Sofik should be Mutta. That we don't say. It's Eino Mishnah. It's not even a Sofik. It's not a Sofik if it's a Sofik Yerik or Sofik Elon. No. Beshamai Mokam Mishil Eino Mishnah. And that's why Avada, you cannot fear Zich like Beshamai and eat the Avyonis of Orla in Chutz Loretz. We'll stop over here. The top of Lamed Vav Omid Beis.